Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting second, the DH, Joe Mauer. Batting third, the first baseman, Trevor Plouffe. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Miguel Sano. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Max Kepler. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Eduardo Escobar. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Eddie Rosario. Batting eighth, the catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Logan Schaefer. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Andrew Albers. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rajay Davis. Batting second, the second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third, the shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mike Napoli. Batting fifth, the DH, Carlos Santana. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Brandon Guyer. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Abraham Almonte. Batting ninth, the catcher, Chris Jimenez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Josh Tomlin. And now, play ball. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dozier hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Guyer. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Napoli scoops it up and throws to first, with Tomlin covering, for the out. Mauer moves to third. One out. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sano hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mauer scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kepler strikes out. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schaefer. Davis reaches second base with a double. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Suzuki and he is out, Sano applying the tag. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipnis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lindor hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Kepler who is chasing the ball. Lindor reaches third base with a triple. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Napoli strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rosario hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suzuki hits a fly ball into right field. Almonte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Logan Schaefer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosario moves to second. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dozier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dozier strikes out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mauer hits a line drive into left field. Guyer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Guyer. Rosario scores. Schaefer moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Plouffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schaefer scores. Mauer moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Sean Armstrong now pitching. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guyer hits a line drive into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Almonte hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kepler. Almonte reaches second base with a double. Chris Jimenez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jimenez takes first base on ball four. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's Twins 4, Indians 4. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kipnis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kipnis hits a line drive into center field. Schaefer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lindor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Lindor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kepler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kepler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lindor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eduardo Escobar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 0-for-1 in the game. Escobar takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosario hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Escobar moves to second. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-1 in the game. Suzuki takes first base on ball 4. Escobar moves to third. Rosario moves to second. Dan Otero now pitching. Logan Schaefer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schaefer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a line drive towards the mound. Otero catches it and throws to second to double up Rosario. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Napoli hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Santana takes first base on ball 4. Napoli moves to second. Alex Wimmer's now pitching. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Guyer takes first base on ball 4. Napoli moves to third. Santana moves to second. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Almonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Almonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer strikes out. 2 outs. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Plouffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jimenez takes first base on ball 4. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Jimenez trying to get to third. Rosario throws the ball into Sano, who tags Jimenez for the out. Davis moves to second. 1 out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lindor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Lindor hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Schaefer. Lindor reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. There goes Kipnis trying to get to home. Schaefer throws the ball into Escobar, who relays the ball to Suzuki, who tags Kipnis, who came all the way from first, for the out. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Pat Light now pitching. Mike Napoli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Napoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Napoli takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Santana hits a fly ball into center field. Schaefer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sano strikes out. 1 out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kepler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kepler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Otero fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Escobar hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Guyer strikes out. Two outs. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Almonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Almonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Zach McAllister now pitching. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rosario is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rosario hits a fly ball into left field. Guyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Suzuki hits a line drive towards the mound. McAllister reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Logan Schaefer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schaefer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Napoli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schaefer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Jimenez takes first base on ball 4. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Taylor Rogers now pitching. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis strikes out. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor hits a pop-up towards short. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Shaw now pitching. Brian Dozier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dozier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dozier takes first base on ball 4. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plouffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Plouffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mauer moves to second. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sano strikes out. Two outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kepler is 0 for 3 in the game. Kepler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Napoli scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Napoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Napoli hits a line drive towards third. Sano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Escobar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andrew Miller now pitching. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosario is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rosario strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Suzuki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Guyer is hit by the pitch. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Almonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Almonte strikes out. 1 out. Chris Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Jimenez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guyer moves to second. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Guyer. The throw from Suzuki and he is safe. Guyer steals third. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rogers, and towards Escobar, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Logan Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dozier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dozier strikes out. 1 out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plouffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Plouffe hits a fly ball into left field. Guyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.